Yanda Yudalad Amid Beis. Before we start the next study, I'd just like to say one vote. It wasn't clear in Tosfos and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. The Gemara clears a shaila. Mao she yinag niduye beregel. The Gemara clears if Simchas haregel is deicha nidui. By Nidu there's only an essay, Vain Asay Deicha Asay. So the Kashis, the Bach says Kashis a little differently. Alekal Asay Diyochid and Asa Diyochid Deicha Asa Dara. So the Kashi was that the regal should zicha be Deicha the Nidu, what is the Shail of the Gemara? It's only a darabona. And Taisa says, "V'holav kushihi, do nidui dochi lav the mekalo chaveroi, the ike lav, v'shema misoita yalfina." So Taisa's dachsume is saying that even though it's a darabonon, we see that it has keiches in a deraisa, because we see that there's a love of being mekalo, and nasibam choloi soya. Afal pikein, a person who's a menude, it seems we are mekalo him. So how does that work? So Taisva says, so we see that it is olim like a deraisa, so it could be doiche simchas yantav also. Then I think Taisvus is saying v'shemo misoite yalfinam. Now by soite, in order for Bezdin to be mevara, if she was a soite or not, there must be a heart. And there must be a heart, they make us swear with a shvue sheyesh boi klolo. Now, it was also the same shaila. What right do you have to be mekalala? You don't know if she was mezana, she wasn't mezana. What right do you have to be mekalala? So it seems that if Bezdin needs this biru, this proof of if she was mezana or not, and it seems this we can rely on this proof that if they were mashbiah with a shvuish a yesh by klolo, and she accepted the shvua, we can rely on this biru that she's telling the truth, and she wasn't mezana. I just want to be mamtik, because achrayim say that the shvua is mevarer that she wasn't mezana, not that she didn't die, because sometimes chus toile. So the biru that she wasn't mezana came about through the shvua. No, how could you rely on the Shvuah? So it seems the Torah relied on the Shvuah because it wasn't a Poshet Shvuah. It was a Shvuah Sheyesh Loi Klolo. So it seems if Bezdin wants to be Mevar or something, and they'll need a Klolo in order to be able to be Mevar, so that doesn't go into the Isser of Klolo. So it could be the same way. If Bezdin wants to be Mamid the Sadin, a person paskin something, and someone doesn't want to listen to their psak, and the only way Bezdin can enforce their psak is by being menadim and by being mekalalim, so it seems that could be we can learn out from Saita, that whenever there's a tzorech, either livruri or lekiyumi esadova, is a heta kilu. So it could be Taisus means to say that could be it doesn't help our situation. Lagabi the ha'ore that Taisus was ma'ore, how can it be mata disa klole? So Taisus says, could be we learn out from Saita. But the etzem shaila is l'chayre still a shaila. This is a darabona. Or maybe if just like it's olim to be mata the issa klolot, it's olim to be deiche the chiyuv simcha. Maybe that's what Taisus means. We learn out that l'kayim piske bezdin we are filu mata isurim deraisa. So perhaps if it's necessary that he should be a menuda beregel, So it could be that that the nidui is not strong enough. It could be strong enough to be daicha the regel. Let us start the next sugya. We are towards the bottom of the omit. Metzaire mahu sheyanik tzaratoi beregel. The Gemara klaus a shayle, the dinei metzaire is also betaglachas, is also lovi l'soich hamachne. Now all these things are very depressing. So the Gemara klaus a shayle is the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha, the mitzvah simcha, which is an eser derabim, is this doiche, the dine mitzoyre. That's what Rashi says, shianik tzaratoi, shlo yovi otoi chamachne, v'lo yigaleach. Omar Abaye Toshma. We hear in the Mishnah, v'hanozer v'hametzoyre ho'oile mitumosoi letarosa. Mishnah says that a metzoyre, but a taglacha shniye, is oile mitumosoi letaharosoi, so then he is permitted to make this taglacha. In the middle of the regel he became toyer, so memele, so he's permitted to make this taglacha shal mitzvah. So it seemed the Mishnah was very specific when a metzoyre is megaleach. Ha'oile ha'metzayra oile mitumosei letarosei. Ha bimei tumosei, but what seems, tamazai ha'metzayra bimei tumosei. No, so the is also betaglacha. Tavka ha'metzayra oile mitumosei letarosei. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Loi mi boi koma. Loi mi boi vimei tumosoi. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Vimei tumosoi stamazoi every mitzayre when it comes chag. So he's not noyig isurei mitzayre. He's mutter betaglachas. Loi mi boi vimei tumosoi de loi noyig. He's not noyig this isurei. Avol letaharosoi, but if the shaila is about taglachas metzoirim, nigzer, then I would say maybe we are geizer, he should not make this taglachas b'moyin. Shema yashe kol b'noisov, kamash malon, that they weren't geizer. It's a difficult gemore. Let us see Rashi, and there's a machlokes harishonim how to understand this gemore. What does Rashi say? It seems davke a metzayra ha'oile mitumosi letarosa. So the Gemara says, no, tangas achidish. Even such a metzayra is muta betaglach. Because I would think, I mean, every metzayra when it comes to regal, so the eser derabim of a samach b'chagech is doiche de iser taglach. But if this is the taglachas mitzvah, so since this taglachas is mechayiv him to bring the kabbonis the next day, nigzer shaloi hei megaleach b'moye, the kivin de gilach, tzorich lohovi kol, he has to bring now the kabbonis. V'shemo, maybe, mashe kol b'noisov al yontav ache. Maybe he'll be mashe the kabbonis to yontav ache. Umakrivon. Ba'osa lahakriv kabonis yochid biyontev. So the way Rashi explains the gzeire, it's very, very difficult to understand this gzeire. He says, it would seem from Rashi that, let's say, the taglachas was, yom rishon shel chol hamoed. Now he's really mechuyev the kabonis to bring the next day. We should be afraid maybe he won't bring them the next day. He'll wait till Yom Tov Acher. First we have to understand why should he wait? What does he gain by waiting? I would think there's a gzeire. He might push it off till Yom Tov Acher. But the greatest difficulty for me to understand is that, I mean, what is there to be afraid of? He's going to come Yom Tov Acher to the Beis HaMikdash. He has an osham, an oilo, and a chatos. Now, who's going to be makrib these kabonis? He might be an amoritz. But the hakrovid of kahanim, the kahanim don't know this din, the lochem v'loy legevoya. I mean, he's not the only one that has korbanos chayve. I mean, you wouldn't find a kohen that'd be makriv korbanos chayve on yontiv. It's a very difficult gzeira to understand. The Taisus Harosh, the Muki Yosef, and the Mishnah explain this gzeira differently. They explain the gzeira as follows: that if taglachas Mitzayre will be mutter b'moyit. So the Muki Yosef says, "Dilma osi l'shiyui karbonos ad haregel shubotol b'malocha." That means we're afraid something else. Let's say you'll have a mitzayre which theoretically could make his taglachas and be finished with everything before the moyed. No, but that involves difficulty. So he has to stop work, and he has to be oyle l'Yerushalayim. So he'll have a brilliant idea. Listen, pretty soon it's going to become yontif. I don't do malocha saivisai. So then, everyone is ale regal, so I'll use that opportunity, I'll kill two birds with one stone, so I'll use that opportunity I'll make the taglachas then, and then I'll bring my korbanos. And what's so wrong by doing this? What's so wrong by doing this is ishmashe korbanosav, l'chayre should make the taglachas when the Zman comes, and you should bring the Kabbonis before. But if you give him a leeway that he can be makre, he can make taglachas and b'moyed, so he'll do this. So I would think we'd be gezer fakel. So therefore, we'll make sure this will never occur, because we're going to tell him that b'moyed you can't make taglachas. So I'll kapon him, and then we can be assured that he won't do such a thing. So it says, no, they weren't geyser. If he taka waited, he can make the taglachas b'mayit, or bring the kabbonis the next day. I would like to mention a shtikel ha'ora on this gemara. The gemara has a shaila if this diesel taglachas is noig b'moyed. Since it's a mitzvah b'samachta b'chagecho, that will be doicha diesel taglachas of a mitzvah. Tenesa the rabbi. Now, if the diesel taglachas is not noig b'moyed, when does he take the haircut? Is there the zamachlikis, the raivit, and the teis v'sarosh? The raivit says, so he'll take the haircut of any Erev Yontif. Because, just like by Avelis, it is Deiche, the Avelis, the mitzvah, the regal is Deiche, the Avelis, and Erev Yontif is allowed to take a haircut. The Rosh is chaylik on the Raivit. The Rosh holds that Avelis is different because it's Deiche legamri, the Avelis. Masha'en came by Masha'en came by the Mitzayre. We're talking about he's a Mitzayre Tomei after Yontif, or again be noig the Yisro Taglachas. It's only Negei in Yontif, so it's only Deiche when the Mayit comes. When the Mayit comes, so then it's Deiche the Yisro Taglachas. That's how the Taisus HaRosh says. We had a Taisus and Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph Umenudim, that Taisvis has a three-way suffix if one is permitted to be megaleach his hair b'cholamayit. That means that we had mentioned Ramesh Zechen Lebruch explains there's three mahalchim in Taisvis, and Ageilon or the middle mahalach. The middle mahalach was that there's a iser meloche to be megaleach reishoy b'moyed. The Ramesh explained as follows. Giluach zekonoi seems, that is a yipui. the person looks nicer, and therefore, he should look nice. So therefore, giluach skonoi mitzad meloche is mutter b'moyed. Now, Chazal asked, he should be megaleach koydam amoyed, shlo yikonis lemoyed kshuhu menuvu. That's what he should have done. So they said if he didn't make the taglachas koydam amoyed, we canceled him, that he's also to make taglachas b'moyed. But if he was an onus, like that, the onsim that the Mishnah elaborates, that, abomi b'dine sayom, ayyetzmi beis hashivya, ayyetzmi beis hesurim. So if it was an onus, he was unable to make the taglachas before the moyed, he's permitted to make it the moyed. So that is only when there's no meloche involved. That means this is a double shel yipui, taglachas hazokin, this is a double shel yipui. So memeila meika din its mutter, we're clearing a shaila, did we cancel him if he was an onus, and he was not responsible for not being miyap himself kaidem amoyed, so he's permitted to make taglachas hazokin bimoyed. But taglachas haroish, Ramosh is mevayah, who says that this is a yipui? Perhaps fakert, perhaps he looks nicer with the hair on his head. He wants to be megaleach roishoy, b'chol hakovet, but it could be that this is not a davar shel yipui, and therefore it's also b'mayim. And Tosfos wants to say that even though he was an onus, let's say a person wants to be megaleach roishoy, he was an onus, he was a bobim dinas ayom, ayetzim ibeis asurim, he was unable to be megaleach roishoy koidem lemoyed. Afal pikein, Tosfos says, will be also to be megaleach bemoyed sa roishoy, because this is a meloche. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos asks Akasha, so if that is the case, the Mishnah says, ha-metzoyre ha-oyla mitumosu le-tarosoy, he makes taglachas bemoyed. So Tosfos says, how is he permitted to make taglachas b'moyed? It's a meloche. It's how he's allowed to do it. So Tosfos says, this is taglacha shel mitzvah. So taglacha shel mitzvah. So that's also considered a tzorech hamoyed, and he's permitted to be megaleach roishe. So Tosfos in the second teretz, and Yudalda Madalot, explains our Mishnah, that the only reason why a metzoyre ha'oyle mitumase letarosi is permitted to cut his hair, that is because it's taglacha shel mitzvah. So lechayre, now our Gemara clears a shayla, if a metzoyre stamazoy is permitted to cut his hair, b'moyit. Now we hear the amachloikis, the raivit and the rosh. The raivit said if he's permitted to cut before the moyit. But the rosh says no. The Taisus HaRosh says if he's permitted to cut his hair, he's only permitted b'moyed. So l'cheire, if Taisus holds like the Taisus HaRosh, so what's b'chlau the shayla of the Gemara? How is he permitted to cut his hair b'moyed? Taisus says cutting hair b'moyed is a meloche. The only heter of our Mishnah is only al taglachas mitzvah. One could say Taisus holds like the Raivit. But I thought perhaps we can say, we had already mentioned such a svarim, the whole shaila of Tosfos is that he looks nice with hair, he wants to be megaleach his hair, so then there's a suffer, could be that's not called tzorech hamoyed. But here we're speaking about a metzoyre that the whole year he didn't cut his hair, so he looks horrible. So memele, it could be that by him, this is Gidl Pera, so by him, it is Zichar Atzoyrech HaMoyed to cut his hair. Now that what Tosfos said, that what a Metzoyrech is permitted to cut his hair, but Moyed is only out the mitzvah, because Tosfos is talking about the Taglach HaShniyeh. That means, so he took a haircut 7 days ago, so he doesn't look too bad at all. So Memele, so this taglachas could be not a taglachas of Yipui, he only has a growth of 7 days. So Memele, so here Tosfos wanted to say, so it could be the whole heter is only
als taglachas shel mitzvah. But the shayla of the Gemara, when the Gemara is speaking about that, we have a metzora that was megadol peratake, so it could be that is zicher a tzora chamoyed, that he's permitted to be megaleich. Al koponim, we have here a shayla. Is he or is he not permitted to cut his hair b'moyed? Omar Rove Toshma Batsorua Le Rabbis Koyin Godel. The Postuk says Vehatsorua, it seems the whole word is miyuta, is extra, is Batsorua Le Rabbis Koyin Godel, that a Koyin Godel is also Roisha Yiaparua, that he has all the dinim of a Metzayra. So it comes out, it says, we learn out from this pasuk, that a Kohen Gadol is also mechuyev to be megadol pera. A Kohen Gadol, the chola shone kiregel lekula almedomi. A Kohen Gadol, the whole year is like a yontif. It's nan Kohen Gadol makrib oinon ve'enei oichel shma mino. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I'd like to say over a Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh learns different pshat than Rashi, but it's a beautiful pshat. The Tosfos HaRosh says, the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol kol hashana is like a yontif, and therefore he's permitted to be makriv oinon. And va'af al pikein, we see that he has to grow his hair, so we see that yontif is not doiche the iser tagalachas. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains this as follows: Simchas kedushosoi. What is Chazal tell us that a Kohen Gadol is yontev a whole year? What is the yontev by a Kohen Gadol? Simchas kedushosoi. The simcha that he has, and he's mechuyev to have, a whole year, that he possesses a kedushas Kohen Gadol, meinas milochel olav avelis de meis. So that is doiche the avelis of a meis. So that's why he's permitted to be makriv oinam. He's permitted to makriv oinam because he can't be an oinam. He's mitzuvah b'simcha. He can't be an amatzav of aninus. He's mitzuvah b'simcha a whole year that simchas kedushasai. So simchas kedushasai is doiche the avelis of a meis. So now, Vafal Pikein, the Pasuk says, Vahatzorua, that he has the dini avelis of a metzaira, that he's also betaglachas als metzaira. So we see klo, that simchas kedushosoi is not deiche the avelis of a metzaira, that the dini avelis of a meisid is deiche, and it's not deiche the avelis of a metzaira. That is how the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat. And that's even the Gemara. The Gemara says, even though that's the Hemshech, even though he's makriv oinon, so he sees simchas kedushasai is doicha avelis, afal pikein, simchas kedushasai is not doicha the avelis of a metzaira. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reis Samach Dalet brings down, the Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol is mechuyev linoik kol dinei avelis. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, from our sugya is a raya fakert. From our sugya would seem close. That's the ivr in the Gemara poshet, that even though simchas kedushosai is doicha avelis the meis, it's not doicha avelis of a metzaira. Aber kaponim it seems it is doicha the avelis the meis. That's lechera the ivr in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi learns a little differently. Rashi says, L'rabis koin godu shenoig boi tzeras. Koin godu kol ashone l'didei ke regel l'kula al midon. A koin godu, the whole year, is like a regel. Tisnan koin godu makrivoina. Mid omar loy are la moishe v'chalti chatas hayoim. Mid omar la moishe v'krafti. Miklau v'hakrove baninas. He's permitted to be makriv baninas. Vulomadnu the koyen godol makrivoinon. He's permitted to be makrivoinon. Avokuli alme bishar yemoisa shone, einoi mishaleach kobanoisov. A person is not permitted to be mishaleach kobanoisov, kidemrinin lekamon, shlomim bisman shahu sholem, buloi bisman shahu oinon. That an oinon is not permitted to be mishaleach kobonoisov, that bishas is mishaleach hakobon, is a bala kobon, the bala kobon is to be a sholem. Is an oinon is not a sholem. Ube regel mishaleach. Now, a oinon is permitted to be shaleach kobonoisov beregel. The koyin godol oinon makriv kol ashone. Alme kol ashone ledeke regel domi. Tani de neig bei tzeras. Tiv shei dachol metzoyre neig tzaratoi beregel. So, Rashi seems to say that the Rashi learns out from he's mishaleach kol benoisav. An oinon is also a shaleach kol benoisav because he's not a sholem. Beregel, he is a sholem. And dachsimei pshat is that Kozman is shori b'loy simche, so that he's missing his shleimus. And fakir, that is the inyan of Avelis we had mentioned last week. Tosfos HaRosh says the mitzvah of Avelis is minias hasimche. That is the mitzvah of Avelis. Mishenichnas of mematim besimche. That is the mitzvah of Avelis. And oinon is mechuyev to be memayev besimche. That's the covered of the maze. Al koponim, but that is a chesoren in his shleimus. When it comes the regel, so then he's permitted to mishaleach kobonoisov, because it seems the mitzvah simche of the regel is doiche his mitzvah of menias hasimche. And the koyin godol is makriv oinon. So, L'chayre, Rashi put together two different things. We were speaking about that the Baal HaKorban has to be a sholem. That was the halacha by Avelis. And therefore, beregel and oinon could be mishaleich, not beregel and oinon cannot be mishaleich. Then all of a sudden we jump that a koyin godol could be makriv. So we're somehow comparing the akrovis akobim to the baal akobim, which is who says that they have the same alochis. So the minchas chinuch says could be the raya is from the kobim chavitim, that the chavite koyin godol, that he was makriv every day, and the chavite koyin godol, he was the baal akobim. They were his chavitim. So we see that a koyin godol is called a sholem. Afilu b'shas ani nusay, there were makim chavite koyin godol. So he was called a sholem. So we see that a koyin godol is in a matzav of regel. Afilu, and that's doiche his aninis. He's makim chavite koyin godol. Afal pikein, it's not matche the tzaras. So we see that regel can be is not doiche tzaras. Ovel osur betaspoiris. Now the Gemara says, Ovel is osur betaspoiris, he's not allowed to shave himself. Yidakom alu rachmona levnei arein rosheichem al tifro, bechlal de kuleyalme osur. They were said rosheichem al tifro, so everyone, every Ovel is osur. Let us see Rashi, al tifro gidol seyer. Vahaikro gabi mises nodov vaviuksi, midi itzrich kro le mishrei lohu. Since the Torah was matter for them, Mechlal da achini asurim. So it seems a poshita obol is also. Now I think Rashi is saying a mouthful over here, and I think this would be a teretz on the kasha that the Rabbi Meir asks on the Raivet. Now let me elaborate for a few minutes. Rashi said pshatl the posik, that this Rashi al kaponim, the posik said, Rasheichem al tifro, Bigdeichem al tifroimu, veloisa musu. Now Rashi said, now when we learn pshatl this posik, we would say, it's a lot. Sheikham al tifro. Rashi says it's a heter. Umidi itzrikro lemishre lohu mechlal da'achini asurim. Now, according to Rashi, the posik reads as follows. That means like this. Roshaychem al tifro. You're not mechuyev to make gidul pera, even though you're also a noble. V'loisam musu. And you won't die if you will not make Gidl Pera. So the Posik is telling us a heter, and the Gemara darshins from this Posik that a oval that is Mechayev Gidl Pera and did not make Gidl Pera is Chayev Misa. This is a Gemara, and the Raivet learns that this is Achiyev Misa Min HaTorah. This is how the Raivet learns Pshat. The Gemara later says that an Ovel that was not Megadol Pera in the Shloishim, because you learn that Pera from Nozir, that an Ovel that's not Megadol Pera is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. So if we learn the way Rashi says over here that the Posik is telling us a Heter, so the flow of the Posik is beautiful. So the Posik is saying, even though, that means, even though you don't have to be Megadol Pera, but don't worry about it. You won't die from this by not being Megadol Pera, because you're permitted to be Megadol. You're permitted not to be Megadol Pera. You don't have to be Megadol Pera. Veloisa Musa. Ha'ovel sheloi gidol Pera is Chayiv Misa. So, Memele, here we see the Kuli Alma also. We see Klov. Why do you have to give a heter for? So you see, Fakel, because every oval is also Shaloi Legadol Pera. There's even a Chiyav Misa. And you are permitted not to be Megadol Pera. This is Mameshita Saraybe. The Rosh brings down the Rabbeinu Meir said this whole Chiyav Misa, what Chazal say, is only Adarabonim. And the Rabbeinu Meir says as follows. He says, Pshatn posik is, Iker misa dekro legufe yose. Vechenu nidrish. Loi sifro veloi samuso. You should not be megadol pera. And then, veloi samuso. Ha'im tifro betavru aveira tamuso. So the posik be'etzim is speaking about they themselves. It's not a heter, it's an iser. You're not allowed to be megadol pera. And if you listen, so then veloy samuso. But if you will be megadol pera, then you are chayiv misa. So the posik is telling us an iser and a kohen gadol to be megadol pera, and a chayiv misa bidei shemayim if a kohen gadol is megadol pera. That is what the posik is telling us. And this droshe, so now if we darshan the posik this way, so be'emison, how could you be medayik? The posik is speaking about an iser to be megadol pera, isra and a kohen gadol to be megadol pera, and if you be megadol pera, you chayev misa. Now to be medayik, that an oval, not a kohen gadol, an oval that is mechuyev to be megadol pera, and if you won't be megadol pera, he's chayev misa. So the Rabbeinu Meir says that's not pashta dekro. The posuk is speaking about a kohen gadol, that a kohen gadol is chayev misa if he will be megadol pera. That what the Gemara darshins or acher is shaloi gidol pera chayiv misa. This is only in the Rabbonin. That's what the Rabbeinu Meir says. So l'chayre, if you learn taket, if you learn taket that the pasuk is telling me a heter, then I think it's muchach like the ravid. That then it's muchach like the ravid. That haker, that the whole pasuk is giving me a heter. You don't even gavel pera. That the isah gavel pera is the raisa. If you learn the pasuk is telling me an isah. So memele, so then the Rabbeinu Meir is right. So fakert, so it's not muchach bechlal to be medayik that a stam oval is chayiv legadol per. The pasuk is talking about them, that you're also to be megadol per. Who's talking about an oval? You're also to be megadol per, and you'll be chayiv misav. You are megadol per. Now gavuche Rashi in Chumash. Rashi starts off by saying, al tegadlu seir, mikan she'ovul osor betaspoires. So lochere, it would mean to say that, okay, Rashi jumps to ovul, lochere, that's like Rashi over here. That means you don't have to be megadlu seir, mikan she'ovul osor betaspoires. And then Rashi says, v'loisa muso, ho'im tasu kein tamuso. If you're going to be megadol pera, so you're chayiv misa. So I saw, Baruch Hashem, the Ramban asks on Rashi. The Ramban asks, the im darshinen mikan she'ovol osa betas peires, lofize lo yidro shoim tasu tamusu, avul yirishus bivnei yaren, sheyoyma einchem chayovim lefroyer ashechem kishara veilim, the loisa musu shloitiu chayovim misa bekach. The Ramban asks on Rashi, kishar aveilim chayovim im loyosu kein. So the Ramban take asks on Rashi, if it's a heter, so the mele of the loisa musu is not going on the kohen gadol. Loisa musu is going on an oval who's chayiv priya, and if he's not chayiv begidul per, and if he's not megadol per, he's chayiv misa. Let us see Tosfos. For Kohen Gadol, the Cholashana Kula Kerego. Mashmed im ein menude noyeg nidui berego. Now, the Gemara before had a shaila about a menude. We want Poshe to shaila. So mashmed im ein menude noyeg nidui berego. Wadin Kohen Gadol ain't noig nidui klal, because it seems that it's a Kohen Gadol is like regel. Because the Kohen Gadol don v'don in oisai, one can be done a Kohen Gadol. V'ilay tzai is din, and the Gemara says if you done someone does not mean you can just give an opinion and you tell them I believe you're chayiv and I'd appreciate it if you pay. No, if it says that person is done, v'loy tzai is dinim mishamtinalei. So l'chayre, so if we will assume that nidui is not noyig beregel, so l'chayre nidui should not be noyig bekoyin godel, so how could you be done a koyin godel without having this koyach of being mishamitim if he's not tzai is dinim? But I said before, really, Bezdin can enforce its psak without being minade the baldin. Bezdin can be yegel in the chosav. So mamele, pshat is done in oisoy, and if he doesn't listen, will be yegel in the chosav. Minudim umetzeroim mahim betaspoiris. What then does a menudim mitzayre have betaspoiris? Toshma. Menudim umitzayroim asurim l'sape o l'chapes. So we see klar that it's also betaspoiris. Enough of the baraisa. Menudim mitzayroim ma'ar lochi kamu l'ubadodim mishim d'poshit l'ubadodim. Menudim shemeis. Now this is the sefer of the baraisa. We're speaking about a menudim, so the baraisa says as follows: A menude shemeis bezden soiklin asarayne. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, I think is explaining the Tanakhama, maybe it's Chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda Oima loy sheyamidu olav gal avonim ki galay shalochem. it does not necessarily mean that that they make a gal of avonim like they made by Ochon. Ela bezdin shelchin, bezdin sends a shliach. The Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Yosem says bezdin does not call, not bezdin cycle, bezdin does not call to his levaya. So bezdin shelchin, they send a shliach. Umeinichin even gedoyla al aroinoi, and they put an even on his own. Lelamdoch shekol hamisnade umeis beniduyoi bezdin cyclin as aroinoi. Now this lelamdoch is very difficult to understand. It doesn't. This is a mission in Nidius that says lelamdoch, and there it fits in. But over here, what's the lelamdoch? The Braisa says. That's the Baraisa said that the Bezdin sends a Bezdin Shelchan Menichin Evan Gdela Al Arayna. What we Moisav now, the Lamda, Shkol Misnad, the Meis Menidu, Bezdin Saikun As Arayna. I mean, we just said this now. What is the Lamda? So Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the Maritz Chayis says, Taka doesn't belong here. It's a Shigr Delishna, but it doesn't belong here. The Rabbeinu Shloime Ben Ayosim wants to say, he says, he brings down this girse, but he says something perhaps that this could be pshat in the Gemara. He says that, he says, what do we accomplish by being soikol aroinai? Kiven the mace, ma'ich beslei le mace beskila. What are you doing over here? Elo v'achai yitein aliboy shaloi yarshiyan oid. That is pshat. So the purpose of the skila was not for the menude. The purpose of the skila was for the achai yitein aliboy. So it could be that pshat menichen even gedoyla al aroine lelamdoch, or maybe perhaps it could be meichik dechof lelamed. That the Chaim should be aware of this. That it's L'Teyelis HaChaim, L'Lamei. It's not doing anything to the mace, but the Chai should know that that's what happens. Perhaps that's Pshat. Agav Urche, Samay Meramuzger, the Sifuno, this week's Parshan Kiseitse, the Posek of Kikilulas Alekim Toloi, so he says as follows, Etzem nivdal mechaymer yikra alekim. Something that has no chumrius in itself, that's called alekim. In mishum hochi, etzem hanefesh asichlis nikreis tzelem alekim. The nefesh which has no chumrius in it is called tzelem alekim. Balonas guf hameis bilte kvure, who bezoyin la'oisoi ha'etzem ha'nitzri ha'nikra alekim, bezeo kikilas alekim toling. So the Pasuk is telling us that what you are mevaze, the gufa odom, that is a bezoyin and a zilzul to the tzelem alekim. So, loyre bossi, I don't know if this stems with the Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayosem, who says, ma'ich beslei lemeis, that you cycle aroinai, but it seems that the tzelem alekim shaboy, just like it's nizbaze when it's toli, so it could be it should be nizbaze when there's spendes in the cycle. Rashi menude shemei sefer de braisi kigali shaloch and dechsiv yekim olav gal avonim gadol. The Gemara says further. Ovel chayiv batifes harosh. That an ovel is chayiv batifes harosh, midakoma le rachmona le yecheskel, veloi sate al sofom, michlar de kuli alme mechayiv. That we'll see yecheskel was an ovel without dine avelis. So by him it said, veloi sate al sofom, you should not make an atifa al sofom, Mechlal de kol alma mechayiv, but every oval is mechuyev ba'atifa. I'd just like to elaborate 2 minutes. What is this inyan of atifus haroish? In Yeredeya Simen Shin Pei Vov, it says as follows: Sheyechase roishoy betalis oy besuda. He covers his head. The yachzer kitzosoy al piv va al roish hachoitem. And the ktsosoi, that means the atifas hayishmeilim, is that you take one side, after you cover your head, you take one side of the suda, or of the talis, and by talisim, we'll see soon, this is the same than atifah, and you put it on your left shoulder, and you cover them, the mouth, till the chaitim. So it means as follows, that the roish is only covered, the head is covered. Not the eyes are covered, the head is covered. And the atifa is that he covers his mouth till his nose, or the mustache, he covers that, that's val sofam yate, that the yachzik tzosoy, one end, he's marzik tzosoy alpiv, val roish achaitim. Na gavuche, the ktsois ha-shulcham, Rav Avraham Noe, he brings, he speaks about atifas harosh, that many people, when they make atifa, the talus goes, they cover their head completely, others, who knows how far it goes down. And he says, this is not atifas yishmeilim. He says, you can't say yishmeilim are misatif like this, because they don't see where they're going. Atifas yishmeilim is that vaker, that the sudr is al roisham, and then they take a chelik of the suda and they put over their left shoulder, and it can cover a chelik of their face, of the lips, adachaitem. So that is pshat natifas harosh. The Gemara says, shein noigim b'mdinas eilu batife, bizmanenu an ovu does not make atifas harosh. And the Shach says, "Mipnei shemevi lidei schoy godlo min ha'akum, and the shvoches nabodim shanu dorim beneyem." So that's why we don't make atifas harosh. Miu, but the Shach and the Taz say something very interesting. Yeshlinoig batife k'tzas, dahainu limshoich hakoiva lemato lifnei ha'inayim. That the hat should not be... One should take the hat and put it down. It should partially cover the eyes. That is the tifas arosh, which is noyeg bizmanenu. That is say what the shach and the taz say. This is the minig. I hear the Sefer Rebbe Zal Gesundzei when he was an ovel. That's what he did. And Tisha B'Av he also does like that. He takes the koiva and that he takes his hat and he's moishik the koiva lamata lifnei hoinayim. That is atifas harosh. That is by a novel. Menude ma'u batifas harosh, Omar Rav Yosef Toshma. We learned the Masechtas Tainis that after the 13 Tanesim for Gshomim, if Adayin, they were not, the Tfilis weren't discabel, it still did not rain. So, V'hein mis'atvin v'yoishvin kimenudim v'chabelim ad shirachmu aleyim min ha'shamayim. So we see klo, that a menudah is mis'atev. A malayabaye dume menudah l'shamayim shani. This is a menudah min ha'shamayim, could be that is mochomo. Aber a menudah from Bezen could be is not chayiv batifas harosh. Shani de chomo. Mitzoyre mahu batifas harosh. Is a mitzoyre mechuyiv batifas harosh. Toshma ba'al sofom yate michlal shechayiv batifas harosh shma mino. That makes the atifa ba'al sofom yate like atifas yishmeilu. Aval also lo niyach tefillin. Midakama le rachmona le yecheskel pe'ircho chovush olecho. That you should be wearing your pe'er. The tefillin are a pe'er. Mechlau de kul alma also. Menude mahu betefillin. What in does a menude here? Teiku. Mitzayre mahu betvillen is a mitzayre mechuyev in tvillen, is permitted to wear tvillen. Toshma vatzoru al arabis koyin godu. Begoda of you frumim, shiyu mikuroim, that is, begodim should be torn. Beroisho yiyya porua, ein periya elo gidol seyo, divrei rabbeleza. So rabbeleza holds, periya means gidol seyo. Rabbi Kiva oimer nemro havaye beroish. Benemro havaye bebeged. It says, roisho yihiye perua. Begodov yihiyu perume. Ma havaye hamura bebeged dobo shechutz migufoim. So we're speaking about something that is not a part of him. It's a dover chitzoinim. Is begodim aperuim, it's not him. Avavaye beroish, roisho yia perua, tovar shechutz migufoi. So that means, so perua, so can, so perua does not mean that he grows a lot of hair, that's his megadol pera. No, perua is a lotion of megula, that there is something not on his head. Tovar shechutz migufoi does not cover his head. My lava tefillin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, l'chayre, that is pshat in Rabbi Kiva, that is, head is megula, it is not mechuse betvillim. Omar Apope, loy akumse v'sudr. No, it does not necessarily mean tefillin, it could mean hair coverings. Akumse, it says over here on the bottom, the small base, kumse magba rako, it's a grais, shikimole oroish, it's a type of a hat that covers the head, vein oilo lamailo min oroish, sudra is a sudra. So memele, so that's what the Gemara, so Rapopo wanted to say, it is not mucha, that is true, that Rabbi Kiva darshins perua zaloshin giloi, roishi a perua, that his head should be uncovered. But it does not necessarily mean that it should be uncovered from, it should be uncovered from tefillin. It means it should be, one should not put a hat over his head. That's what it means. Akumsa v'sudra. Let us see Rashi. V'hein mis'atvin. So the Gemara says it's not right. They were menudah shemaim. Ki hani shani tachmiri. The loch itzrichi atifas haroish. Abal acherim einam tzrichim atifas haroish. Yate mash atifas haroish. Peirach zet vilen. Dova shulchutz migufoi af havaye amura baroish. Roisha yiya porua, mashme megula. Can you receive oporas roisha isha? You should uncover roisha isha. Dovo shuchutz migufoi. Lemrino misayar shuhu migufoi. My lab, she roisha migula mitvillen. The man says, no, akumse besudra, klaimi she roisha migula mikumse besudra. Avot villen, maniach, could be tvillen, you do it. Now let us see Taisus. Menudim umetzayroim mahim betaspayis. So Taisus says the kasha umeroisha yia perua. So why do you have to bring a baraisa? And not an apostic. Matzarua roisha yia perua. Leiboi leichuche. The last lay the Rabbi Lezer. So Taisus says later, we just learned that is a machlikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. If perua is means gufoi, or perua means a davar chutz migufoi. So the Tana did not hold like Rabbi Lezer, the mukile lekama betaspeiris. So memele, so therefore this Tana, so therefore he had to bring a baraisa, vafal pikein, he's also betaspeiris, but a kaponim not from this pasik, lechayres, maybe said the rabbono. Teide de lekama boi lechulchei, Minei hanochas tefillin k'Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara wanted to bring a raisa by, says he holds like Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, legabi the din of isur taspeiris,
Here we go right from where I said, not from the Pasuk, was yours like Rabbi Kiva. Mitzoyre ma'o batifes ha-roch. Omar Rabbi Yosef, toshma. So now the Gemara darshins, v'loi sate, it says by a mitzoyre, Baal Sofam Yate, that is Chayiv Batifas Harosh. The Tzayra Ma Batifas Harosh Amar Yosef Toshma. Baal Sofam Yate. V'loi Nire Loi Divrei Rav Pope. So Taisva says, Rav Pope wanted to say that Roshe Yir Porua means that he should uncover his hair. He should not wear a sudder. And here we darshan Baal Sofam Yate that is Machayev Batifas Harosh. L'anir loy diver rapop tamuki roish ye perua akumse besudra. Mustami holds, going according to Rabbi Kiva, it's going on tefillin. V'roish ye perua. The Gemara brought this posik to prove that a metzaire is also betfillin. According to Rabbi Kiva, or it's going on kumso v'sudra. Tzorech iyon, I pligi ochi b'rosheichem al tifrohu, u'begdeichem loisif roima. So, l'chayre, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva made this droshem, that yomakish priye to prime, just like by prime, it's a dover chutz migufoi, so priye, it's also a dover chutz migufoi. So Taisus declares, according to Rabbi Kiva, what will the din be by a novel? The Lael Maisi, the Gemara before, Boraraya Iser Taspeiris Lovel. So, Bloy Maisi Mineila Metzaire. And by Metzaire, we don't bring an Iser Taspeiris according to Rabbi Kiva. The Mashme, and the Iser Taspeiris, we said, how do you know that the Metzaira is also Betaspeiris? The Gemara didn't bring the Pasuk. The Gemara brought the Baraisa, that the Metzaira is also Betaspeiris. The Mashme de Sovek Rabbi Kiva, or Poligadi Rabbi Leza. It would seem that this Gemara holds like Rabbi Kiva, Poligadi Leza. So that's why the Gemara did not bring the Pasuk of Roisha Yia Parua. So my Stoisi holds like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara before, when the Gemara said, how do you know that an oval is also the Taspeiris? The Gemara brought this posik, Rosheichem al Tifro. So we see the Gemara as the story, al Tifro means Gidl Pera. So it's very modern. So here we hold like a Bekiva, and that's where we bring up a Raisim. To tell us that a Metzaira is Chayv B'Gidl Per, we don't bring a Posik, and at the same time, we bring a similar Posik by Oval. So Taisi says, V'Shem Rabbi Kiva Lei Polig Ad Rabbi Leza. Now Taisi says, maybe Rabbi Kiva is not Chelek Ad Rabbi Leza. The Priyas Roish, Hayne Gidl Sey, Beim Metzaira, Beim Oval. He's also made the Pashtid, the Krom, the Pashtid the Krah is that they should be Megadol Pera. That's the Taich. That's the Taich, beside by a Metzaire and side by a Novel. Roisha Yir Perua, Megadol Pera. The Tavayu Deirish Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Darshans from the Yiye. That there's another drosha, that there's a pera of Megula also. But both are true. So Memele, so could be Rabbi Kiva Darshan's both. So now we'll have the Gemara before, that the Gemara brought a raya that an oval is chai betas peres, the Gemara brought samuzei aposik, the Gemara did not bring the machlekes of a lesson of Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva also holds
that Pashta de Kroy is Gidlo Pera. Aye. So if Rabbi Kiva also was Maiden, that, that the Pashta de Kroy is Gidlo Pera, so why, when we asked that Metzairis Chaybe is also Betaspeiris, why did the Gemara bring the Posik of Pera that says, Roisha Yir Perua? Why do we have to bring a Baraisa? There was enough in the Baraisa, Maisilo. That's when the Gemara brought a Baraisa. The Gemara says, Avelis is not noig beregel, umeiniach, amishta de lakamon, umeisi kroi de besamachta. There the Gemara brings the posik of a samachta. If you're telling me if you have a baraisa, don't bring a posik. The Gemara wanted to bring that only the halacha, the source of the halacha. That's what the Gemara brings the posik. So there, if you'll ask what the source is that is chayav begidl pera, so that's a davar poshet. It's a poshet. Roi sheyir perua. So therefore the Gemara brings the Baraisa to tell me halachically that a Metzaira is also Begidl Pera.